Next on Westmoreland Saturday Morning, it's the Westmoreland Business Journal here on 98.7 Westmoreland Gold, 1480 WCNS, and this is gold.net.
Good morning and welcome to the Westmoreland Business Journal on 98.7 Westmoreland Gold and 1480 WCNS. And this is gold.net, presented by the Westmoreland County Chamber of Commerce, the Westmoreland County Industrial Development Corporation, and my own Economic Growth Connection. I am your host, Jim Smith, and with me, my co-host, as always, the lovely and talented Courtney Guerreri. Good morning, Courtney.
Hi, Jim. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. How's the EGC?
EGC is rocking. We've got a lot of business out there right now, still working on pandemic relief funding through the CHRP program for both restaurants and hotels. So if you're listening to the sound of my voice and have a restaurant or hotel and have not yet applied, you could be eligible for up to $20,000 in grant funding from the state CHRP program. Application is online at the Economic Growth Connection website, which is www.egcw.org. It's a very simple process, takes about 15, 20 minutes to complete, and you could get $20,000. So great program. We still have money left. Please apply if you have not done so already. Spread the word if you know somebody in one of those types of businesses.
Jim, have you had a lot of applicants?
We've had several hundred so far, but there are 1,300 of these types of businesses within Westmoreland County that qualify. So we think there are probably a bunch out there that haven't gotten word yet, and we're still trying to get to them. So spread the word far and wide, $20,000 at egcw.org.
Awesome.
What's going on at the Chamber?
Chamber, we are gearing up. We are ready to get back to it. Seeing people, networking, meeting in person. So we're excited for that. We do have a virtual event coming up at the end of the month, May 25th. It's a Tuesday at 9 o'clock in the morning. It's a virtual networking. We've had a couple of these and they're doing pretty well. We get a lot of people on there because they want to network. They want to get their name and their business out there. So,
boy, I know. I see at the chamber meetings all the time, at the board meetings, people are just itching to it, to get back to the face-to-face, and everybody wants to be out there and meeting with folks again.
Yeah. Sounds like, though, maybe after Memorial Day, that might be happening in person. So,
and how about the golf outing? Is that sold out already?
Golf outing has been sold out. And yes, so yes, it is sold out. It sold out, I think, 20 minutes after it went live.
Wow.
So we're good. Yeah.
Holy smokes.
Yeah. It's a big, big ticket thing,
yeah,
you know?
I don't think I got to register for that.
No.
Yeah. Well, there we go. Yeah. With my golf game, people are safer anyway. So.
I hear ya.
This morning, we've got with us Anita Bertina. Anita is with PowerLink. Good morning, Anita. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. Thank you.
We're so excited to be able to talk to Anita. PowerLink is a great organization with a wonderful mission, and it's right in line with what our chamber members and the constituents of EGC and the IDC are all about, and that's helping business and helping businesses get up and running. So let's just start off, Anita, and you can tell us a little bit about yourself and a little bit about what PowerLink does.
Sure. So we've been around a long time, almost 30 years. We help small businesses by bringing them into an advisory board setting. So about a year and a half ago, the chamber graciously let us bring a PowerLink Community Advisory Board to Westmoreland County. And we started, Courtney and I have been working together for about a year and a half. And we actually brought one of our participants from the program. So we're looking for, and still are looking for.
That's a surprise guest. We're not supposed to talk about him yet. We have a surprise guest with us. We were going to spring that halfway through the interview here today, but
we do
have with us a surprise guest, Mr. Phil Harold of Green Beacon Gallery, 235 West Pittsburgh Street in Greensburg. Good morning, Phil.
Surprise.
And Phil, you are a graduate of the program, correct?
I'm still in it, actually.
Still in it.
Recent addition in 2021 here. It's been fun. It's been really informative getting to see other businesses, their leaders' perspectives on like our problems and each other's problems with members in the group.
And are you seeing a lot of common themes among businesses today?
Mostly that people are in panic mode. It's kind of put out the fire time. I mean, that's kind of winding down. I feel like people are kind of getting the grips of their own controls a little more nowadays, but yeah.
Panicking just about the pandemic or pandemic related type things, or just panicking due to maybe getting back up and running after things have been down for a while?
Yeah, just kind of the fallout of putting the pieces back together if they even managed to survive the storm. Just how all the different directions everybody's pivoted into, what we find ourselves doing now, and how we're going to get back to what we love to do.
Yeah, it's a great program, Jim. Like Anita said, I've been working with her. We've been lucky enough to work with her for about a year and a half now. And we've brought a few businesses into the meetings and everything. But Anita, let's talk about PowerLink a little bit. So for someone who doesn't know, yes, you're an advisory board and you help businesses. But tell me, if you had to break it down, three of the biggest reasons why a business would say, I think I need to reach out to them.
Yeah, thank you for that question. So there's really three situations where owners usually finally pick up the phone and or send a text and say, you know, help. So one is they just reached a crossroads where they're not sure they can take it anymore. So what should I do next? Not sure if I should close. Should I stay open? What should I do? So that why in the road kind of situation. A second is you're having trouble meeting payroll. You're having trouble paying yourself. You're not happy with how much you're paying yourself. And you've been trying different ideas and you're not sure what to do with it. And the third reason is you're just not sure what to do next. You're not where you want to be, but you're not sure what to do about it.
It's a tough place to be as a business owner.
Well, it is a tough place to be. And, you know, we've talked, I don't know, probably to 1,000 plus businesses over the last year with all the pandemic relief funding that we've been doing. And we've known a lot of businesses in those very places. And I got to say, even though it's a tough place to be, it's nice knowing that there's a place that they can go to when they need that help. And I have to suspect that that's probably a big part of the reason that you got involved personally.
Actually, I faced all three of those situations a long time ago, but I was one of the first companies to actually get help from PowerLink. And it was, one of those times in your life that you make a decision to do something and you look back later and say, that was a really important yes. And the advisors who helped me took me from highly unprofitable and really not sure I should stay open to actually 7 years later, we were quite successful. It grew to 30 times the size that we were when we first started working with PowerLink.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a big deal.
That's impactful.
Yeah.
And I'm not the only one. So we've helped about 1,000 companies over the last 30 years. And I would say at least 2 out of 3 can tell that story. So
that's incredible.
Yeah. It's a very cool way to help somebody grow.
Now, is there a size company that fits better with your model than another? Is it if you're a startup business or a business that's under so many employees or so much revenue or businesses of any size?
So we look for three things. Number one, we're looking for some established revenue stream. So you've opened you have customers, you've got some experience with pricing and that kind of thing. Second thing we always look for is, are you doing it by yourself or have you figured out you need somebody else to help you? Because that is a breakthrough, right? Getting some, even if it's your business partner, you're a contractor, somebody else. And the third thing we're looking for is intent. Like, I'm not happy where I am. I intend to do better. And I really want help getting there. If we have those three things, we have a really good shot at helping them.
Well, let's talk about a business then that you have helped or are helping right now. And again, with us this morning is Phil Harold with Green Beacon Gallery. Phil, First, for people who aren't familiar, why don't you tell us a little bit about what Green Beacon does?
We've got a lot of irons in the fire as far as what all we offer. Primarily, we wanted to be doing small format concerts inside of the gallery just due to lack of other venues to play in town here. If you're not playing in the corner of a bar or packing the palace, there's not a whole lot of options to go out and perform, especially for people under 21. So that was a priority for us. We have now swung into doing them in our back lot outside. So got the music going, got the art inside. That's all regional artists for the most part, and all on consignment. So we've had probably 300 pieces of art come in from about 60-some artists.
Local artists?
Yep, all regional mostly. Mm-hmm. We rent art studios in our upper floors. We've been streaming concerts since the pandemic and everything. And recording studio, video studio. That's, I think, everything.
Just a little bit of everything, it sounds like.
I was going to say, he's got his hand in a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just kind of a general event space.
And how has PowerLink helped you?
Well, we, as it turns out, like many other small business people, don't really know a lot about formal business. Like, we know about the interest of what we thought we could make into a business. And then, as the story often goes, it's a lot more than we anticipated. And it was extremely helpful to have the county chamber and PowerLink behind us for pretty much the whole step of the way after we opened, and just connecting us with the right people to help us with social media and listing our events different places.
So they were there to give you a guiding hand?
Yeah, I would say that for sure. And the sense that we're not just like thrown to the market for them to devour us or something crazy like that, like just having someone in our corner really was encouraging.
That's incredible. So tell me, Phil or Anita, how does it work? Like, okay, someone calls me, I own a business, and I'm at my wit's end. I don't know what to do. They hear PowerLink on this radio show and they say, I want in. What are the steps? What do you guys do? How do you work with the businesses? Is there a cost with it? How does it all unfold?
So there's three steps. First of all, we'd like them to talk to you, Courtney. So having somebody, you know, raise their hand and say, I'm curious, you know, I'm interested, I'd like to talk to somebody. Then we would, you would set up that, you know, 30-minute, one-hour kind of private conversation. So we would actually have one of our directors almost really get to know the business owner, kind of understand why are they where they are, what do they understand, what do they not understand. It takes about an hour, and from that we can pretty much figure out what kind of path do they need to be on, what kind of one-year goals are realistic, what are their obstacles, and then we start recruiting advisors who can help them. So for Phil, for example, great, brilliant marketer, understands his space. He's in the middle of COVID, so what does he need? He really needs some help, creativity on getting people to come to the space, right? Or to enjoy the live streams, or to enjoy the event space as an event space. That's marketing 101, right? But if you're an owner, do you really know everything there is to know? And do you really have the, you know, $500 a month or $1,000 a month that an agency wants to charge? They all have different prices, but the idea is most business owners really don't know where to start, and sometimes they spend too much money in the wrong way, and the person who's helping them doesn't always know exactly how to help them. So what we do is try to prevent that from happening by putting them with people who really understand what I call micro business, right? Mm-hmm. And how do you crawl before you walk, and how do you really learn to do it So we call it digital coaching because we're trying to help them help themselves, mm-hmm. as opposed to, putting them in front of a vendor who is going to normally charge what they charge, but they're not used to working with companies that's of our size.
Mm-hmm. So. Excellent. And as Jim said, it's kind of like you're holding their hand at the beginning to help them through this process and to almost teach them all the different aspects, because maybe they don't have the greatest background in marketing, but they're really good, have really good in finance, but they need the marketing to go with the finance. So you kind of give them that all around information to help them move forward.
Right. And we do it through advisors who are part of the program. So mm-hmm. they're not paying anything extra for that. That comes with the program. Mm-hmm. And for chamber members, it is free. So there's no charge for it. It's a chamber program. And we do that for 4 months. And then after that, we'll actually sit with them to figure out what kind of scholarship money we have. And we do have a great funder in Standard Bank. Mm-hmm. And so with their help, we're able to figure out what they can afford to pay. And we say we don't turn anyone away.
Mm-hmm. Our good friends at Standard Bank, we know them well.
Yes.
So I was thinking the same thing. I deal with businesses all the time. And you find businesses that are expert in one thing or several things, but not necessarily in every bit, right? And we'll work with established companies that have been incredibly profitable and incredibly successful for, 10, 20 years. And now they're at the point where they're going to move or buy a building or expand. And yet CEOs who have been around, they don't have the egos. Well, they have egos, some of them, but they're not too egotistical to say, we don't know what we don't know, so we're going to go to somebody who can help us who specializes in that, mm-hmm. right? So it's like having that perspective brought down to the beginning levels, and I can't imagine the advantage that gives a business, Phil, like yours, and the advantage then compounds over time and really acts like a booster rocket to help these companies grow.
Yeah. My business, when I first came to PowerLink, we were very unprofitable and we were a consulting company, but I put all my money into people and services and my pricing was not exactly right. And my advisors were people who understood my business, but they were also customers of my service, and they were able to help me see how I was positioning myself. And I changed my pricing. I changed my target market audience. I actually changed almost everything. And I quadrupled in size in 18 months because of that experience. So because I was ready, right? I had my back against the wall. I was really, and that's generally what happens is you can't have an ego anymore. You have to just say, okay, I don't know what I don't know.
Well, when the ego stops, the learning starts, right?
Yes, it's amazing. It's really amazing. And that's why I love working with PowerLink companies, because everybody's ready. Everybody's just ready to take the next step and, try things, which is kind of what stops a lot of companies. I'll share one quick thing. The other reason why most owners feel like they're crazy is that their spouses don't understand and probably don't have the same wiring. Their business partners don't often have the same wiring. Their investors don't often have the same wiring. Their kids don't have the same wiring. Their employees don't have the same wiring. So they are singularly only 5% of the population. And so mostly we walk around thinking everyone says we're crazy, right? We were crazy to open this gallery. We were crazy to, have this idea. We're crazy to try this and hire people, and we don't always have the contracts. But entrepreneurs are amazing in their ability to do that, but only 5% ever do.
Well, that's true. And I can testify to that after, you know, 25 years of doing this. The resiliency is amazing to find out. And which brings me back, Phil, to you. How do people get involved with Green Beacon if they've got art that they want to sell or music that they want to play? How do they get involved with your business?
Best way to arrange anything is to really hit us up on Facebook or Gmail. We are Green Beacon Gallery on both of those platforms. And really, just if you want to bring artwork, just pick a time that works for you. We'll make a date, and we pretty much hang anything people bring us, with a couple of exceptions. You know, we don't need any over the top graphic stuff because there are kids around and things like that. But
family friendly.
Yeah, for the most part. And the music, same way. We're always booking shows. We've got a bunch coming up across the summer. And same way, we don't really want to exclude anybody. And we just want to make it all work together. You know, group artists together for shows, group bands together for shows. And that's about as much curation as we do. It's kind of just really trying to foster the arts and music scene in this town, because it needs a little jolt. It's got the fertile soil, and think a little water and sunlight and time, we'll be eating some nice artistic crops here.
I dig that. That's awesome.
That is awesome. I've been to Phil's location, the Green Beacon, and it's incredible to see the ability of artists and the different types of work that they do. And you know, you don't think of it coming from Greensburg or Westmoreland County that we have these artists, but it's really incredible to see the work that you have there.
Yeah, there's really almost the full spectrum of art up on the wall, different mediums, different people. And, I mean, we're trying to have different events, too, to satisfy any creative desires that might be lurking around out there. And even events-wise, too. You know, we do classes, workshop-y type things. And, I mean, we've done weddings, ceremonies and receptions. You know, it's just kind of a whatever Greensburg needs it to be, it can be, depending on the need.
That's awesome.
So what are the hours that you keep, the days of operation that you have for people who are wanting to check it out?
The gallery hours are generally Thursday, Friday, Saturday, kind of evenings, afternoons on Saturday. But we're always open for appointments. If anybody wants to come down, they can just email us or Facebook us or text us. 724-237-2737 is our cell business cell number, but you know, open anytime by appointment. Always open during events. Try to get eyeballs on these artworks that are littering our walls. We're really running out of square inches, which is fun. It's a lot to look at. It takes probably an hour, hour and a half if you really want to get a good look at everything down there.
I'm going to have to make it a point to stop by. Unlike Courtney, you're one of those hidden gems that I'm just learning about, and I am just up the street, so I will make a point to stopping by and checking out the Green Beacon Gallery, because it sounds like something that everybody in town should see.
Definitely.
Yeah, it's getting there. We have a poetry book. The author is reading that. His release night is tonight for his book, Set Fire to the Frigid Exhale. The author is Z.H. Wiles. He's a good friend of ours, and he's putting out the author's edition of his book tonight. And next Saturday, the 22nd, is what we're calling Unperson Fest, which is the punk and metal kind of junk drawer of a show for the heavier metal people. And then we can kind of have a little more mellow things the rest of the summer. So we'll see how that goes.
I love it. That's awesome.
That is awesome.
Well, as we get a little bit closer on to the end of the show, Anita, I wanted to see, is there anything else that we should know about PowerLink that we maybe haven't covered yet? Things that you want our listeners to hear about to know?
I think, Courtney, everyone knows you, I guess, in town, but
everybody knows Courtney.
But they may not admit it, but
her email is Courtney, CourtneY, at westmorelandchamber.com.
Correct.
So for anyone interested in the PowerLink program in Westmoreland County, please email her. And then we'll coordinate and set up a private meeting so that Owners really love to just talk privately about what's going on with their business. It's actually easier.
There's something to that, isn't there? I mean, there's something to just being able to talk to your peers about the problems that you've got, especially if you're one of those 5%. Just feeling like you're not alone, that makes a lot of difference sometimes.
Yeah, it really, really does, Jim. And we have seen that the more they finally kind of let go of everything they've been keeping inside, the easier it is to help them. So we always start there, and then we bring them into the monthly roundtables, mm-hmm. which we have through the chamber the third Wednesday of every month from 2 to 3:30, mm-hmm. and everything's over Zoom. But once we do the private interview, then we'll schedule you to come in so you're not kind of walking in cold mm-hmm. to a meeting. Right. And we can coordinate that as well.
Yeah.
And then there's also private sessions where we're going to connect you with advisors and that kind of thing. And those are separate from mm-hmm. those group meetings.
Yeah. So the monthly meetings, I've had the chance to sit in on them and be an advisor and part of the groups. And I've learned things just from sitting there and listening, you know, to what everyone is talking about. And even the people who are part of the program, not so much the advisors, but the business owners, you even are learning things from them as well. So it's a really great opportunity.
Yeah. And we try to make it interactive. So anybody who's, you know, it's kind of like bringing a bunch of parents into the room, right? So somebody that's got an older child and somebody's got a younger child, they're going to connect on some level very uniquely, but that's what we're doing with owners. You know, everyone's got different years of experience, different businesses, but there are lots of common problems. So we try to help everyone.
Bringing the parents into the room. You know, I once described all of the nonprofits and the county as children, and we all needed a parent in the room to keep us straight. And I guess businesses are the same way. But once again, before we go, how do people get in touch with you, Anita, if they want to sign up for PowerLink? Aside from calling Courtney, which we all know, how do they get in touch with you?
You can also go to powerlink.org and sign up through there, and we are happy to help you. You can also call or text 412-721-3186.
Well, I think that's a resource that we're definitely going to spread the word about. It seems, Phil, talking to you, there's been great value. Anita, I can't thank you enough for the service that you're providing to the businesses in our community. Phil, I'm going to come down and check out the gallery. It sounds like something fun.
You should.
And awesome. Courtney, great. That wraps up another week.
Another month
of our Westmoreland Business Journal and all the fun things happening in the county, fun things happening around the region. It's certainly good to see you again.
You as well.
Good to be seen.
Yeah,
right?
Always.
Out in person.
Absolutely.
So for 98.7 Westmoreland Gold, 1480 WCNS, this is gold.net, the Westmoreland County Chamber of Commerce, Westmoreland County Industrial Development Corporation, and the Economic Growth Connection of Westmoreland. Thank you for listening.